It was billed as a major policy speech as President Obama called his commitment to combating economic inequality his highest priority and blasted partisan politics in Washington for undermining continued recovery.
With this endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball. And I'm here to say this needs to stop. This needs to stop.
President Obama kicked off his push to refocus on the economy at Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois, the site of his first major speech as a freshman senator in 2005.
This moment does not require short-term thinking. It does not require having the same old stale debates. Our focus has to be on the basic economic issues that matter most to you, the people we represent.
The president said five cornerstones support his plan to rebuild America's middle class.
Good job. Good education for your kids. Home of your own. Secure retirement. Fifth, I'm going to keep focusing on health care because middle-class families and small business owners deserve the security of knowing that neither an accident or an illness is going to threaten the dreams that you've worked a lifetime to build.
The speech came amid some signs of an economic rebound, but continuing concerns. Hiring, while on the upswing, remains sluggish. The latest jobs numbers put the nation's unemployment rate at 7.6%, compared to a high of 10% during the depth of the downturn in 2009. And housing prices and consumer confidence continue to rise. But the president said more work still lies ahead.
We need a new push to rebuild rundown neighborhoods. We need new partnerships. We need new partnerships with some of the hardest hit towns in America to get them back on their feet. And because no one who works full-time in America should have to live in poverty, I am going to keep making the case that we need to raise the minimum wage because it's lower right now than it was when Ronald Reagan took office. It's time for the minimum wage to go up.
The president also demanded a new political approach to tackling the nation's problems.
The key is to break through the tendency in Washington to just bounce from crisis to crisis. What we need is not a three-month plan or even a three-year plan. We need a long-term American strategy based on steady, persistent effort to reverse the forces that have conspired against the middle class for decades. That has to be our project.
Even before the remarks, but after its focus and theme had been reported, Republican leaders were out in force, criticizing the president's campaign-like strategy.
But the White
House Speaker John Boehner demanded specifics.
Anything new, and there are no new proposals in this speech. The president himself said it isn't going to change any minds. All right, well, so exactly what will change? What's the point? What's it going to accomplish? Probably got the answer, nothing. It's a hollow shell. It's an Easter egg with no candy in it.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said to be effective, the president must engage Republicans.
Because every time he goes out and gives one of these speeches, it generates little more than a collective bipartisan eye roll. A bipartisan eye roll. It's just a colossal waste of time and energy, resources that would be better spent actually working with both parties in Congress to grow the economy and to create jobs.
The back and forth comes as frustration grows with Washington, particularly with Congress. An ABC Washington Post poll released today found 73% of Americans disapprove of Congress's job. And another by NBC and the Wall Street Journal put the disapproval rate at 83%, an all-time high for that survey. New York Times reporter Jonathan Weissman said opposition to today's speech is all part of a larger Republican strategy to take on many of the president's economic priorities.
They believe that they are answerable to a different electorate than the one that sent President Obama back to power. They don't believe that they are doing something out of spite. They believe that they are representing their voters. And to most of these Republicans, they probably are.
But President Obama today said he's ready for the political fights and compromises that lie ahead.
Now, in this effort, I will look to work with Republicans as well as Democrats wherever I can. And I sincerely believe that there are members of both parties who understand this moment, understand what's at stake. And I will welcome ideas from anybody across the political spectrum. But I will not allow gridlock or inaction or willful indifference to get in our way.
Still, other major financial deadlines loom large over Washington. On the agenda after the August recess, avoiding a government shutdown by October 1st, and once again raising the nation's debt ceiling.